Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, my friends. JT DeBolts with you today for the Moab Daily Pop Call. Great to be with you on a Monday morning. Kicking off another big week here in the Moab community. Lighting it up on a Monday morning. And I say good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, whatever time it is for you, no matter where you might be tuning in from on the Big Blue Marble. Thank you for joining me here each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. It is always a privilege and an honor. And, you know, last Friday was my son's birthday. My son Maximus turned 9 years old, and it was funny because we were thinking about just how he's grown so much. You probably know this if you've got children or grandchildren. Anytime they have a birthday, you can't help but notice how much they've grown. Because when you live with them in the same building, the same house, you see them on a daily basis, it's hard to kind of see that growth. But when you reflect back on where that person was a year ago or 2 years ago, then you get to see the growth of that child. Well, one of his birthday gifts was a brand new bike helmet. And frankly, he's pretty much ready for a new bike. And as we were buying the helmet for him and as he opened it, and he was totally stoked, totally excited because that's something he really wanted, we were thinking, man, it wasn't too long ago when he was first learning how to ride a bike, when he first had training wheels. I remember the day we took the training wheels off. This was probably 4 years ago. He was completely not thrilled about this. In fact, not only did he not want to ride his bike without the training wheels, he even said he'd rather take a nap. Imagine that, the little boy saying, I'd rather take a nap than go ride my bike. He was carrying the fear from his past crashes. He was relying on the safety of those training wheels, and he was dreading that learning curve. And we were talking to him about it. We're like, remember back in the days when you had that almost fear of riding your bike? He's like, yeah, I remember just, you know, not wanting to ride it and not wanting those training wheels to come off, and now he's unstoppable on his bike. It's interesting to me, as we were reflecting on this, how right now many of us might be relying on training wheels. We see ourselves as not ready. We feel the comfort and the security of being able to lean on a crutch. We believe that we'll get to it someday, and we keep sort of kicking the can down the street. Someday is not a day on the calendar. No calendar ever has had the day someday on that calendar. And the problem with training wheels, the problem with having an attitude about leaning on something is that it slows us down. Training wheels, you can't ride fast enough. They limit our maneuverability. Have you ever noticed, have you ever tried to ride a bike with training wheels? You can't lean into your turns like you can appropriately on a bike. And of course, it decreases your options. When you ride with training wheels, you're held back. Certain things, certain doors, certain avenues don't open to you. So how do we get past this in our business and in our life? How can we get past the place where we feel like we have to have the training wheels? Where can we get to a place of confidence and certainty in ourselves as entrepreneurs? We have to remember that each step we take on the journey to success, each step we take on this path to our greatness, is a step that cannot be deferred. We can't give it off to somebody else. We can't bypass it. We have to take those steps. You got to take step one to get to step two, and you got to take step two to get to step four and six and eight and 100 and so on and so forth. The problem with training wheels, not only do they slow us down, not only does it limit our maneuverability, and not only does it decrease our options, but it keeps us stuck. In our business, it's time to take the training wheels off. The first step is we have to commit to doing it. Listen, today is Monday. It's a beautiful day. It's a great day. It doesn't matter what the weather's like. Doesn't matter what the economy's doing. Doesn't matter what's going on in the news. It's a great day. Why? Because you woke up. Are there better circumstances you could be in? Could the situation be brighter and sunnier? Could there be less drama, less pain, less fear in the world? Yeah, absolutely. But that wasn't the promise that was given to you. The promise that was given to you that you woke up to this morning was another day of life. And it wasn't guaranteed to you, but the promise was fulfilled when you woke up and opened your eyes. Now think about that for just a moment. Think about how remarkable that is. If you're going to show up today, commit to doing it. Commit to doing it all the way. You were given the gift of today. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. There's no guarantees you're going to wake up tomorrow. So you may as well make the best of what you got right now in front of you. There is no need for training wheels. Put them aside. Don't fear the crash. Don't fear the mistakes. Instead, focus on keeping the thing straight and level. Focus on continuing your forward progress. And realize that this gift is only yours if you commit to it. If you accept it fully, if you take it with both hands and embrace it and run with it, then it actually has some value. Number two is you have to incentivize yourself. Now listen, when you're taking the training wheels off in your business, when you're taking the training wheels off in your marketing, when you're taking the training wheels off in the relationships you build with the people that come to work with you, you got to give yourself the rewards for showing up. I'm not talking about throwing yourself a ticker tape parade. I'm not talking about any of that stuff. What I'm talking about is taking a step back and saying, wow, I did it. It's very easy to look over your shoulder and compare yourself to other people. It's very easy to take a look around at other people and say, man, they're making great money. They've got a lot of prestige. They got a lot of, you know, people that are buying their programs or that friend them on Facebook. They have a huge, quote, following. And we can compare ourselves all day if we want to, but it's a waste of that gift that I was just talking about a moment ago. Instead, why don't you reward yourself for showing up? Give yourself a pat on the back. At the very least, cut yourself a little slack. As opposed to saying, I should have been there by now, or this is taking longer than I thought, what's wrong with me? How come I can't figure this out? Instead of thinking like that, give yourself a break. Give yourself some kudos. Give yourself what we used to call in the military a Bravo Zulu, which is saying, hey, attaboy, good job for showing up. Because there's a lot of people right now who would love to be pursuing their dream, but instead they've allowed the excuses to get in the way. They've allowed whatever it is, their fear, their trepidation, their insecurity, their self-consciousness, their concern about what other people might think or behave like. They're letting all of that stand in the way of their dream because for them, that stuff's more important than their dream, clearly. The priority to look good or to be accepted by other people is far stronger, far heavier to them than their dream is. But not you. You see, you've stepped into this thing called entrepreneurship. You've taken that bold decision and moved forward with it. You've actually done something. That's valuable. The question is, what are you going to do next? Because I know you're not going to rest on your laurels. But here's the interesting part. Just because you've begun doesn't mean this is where you stop. One thing that's important about taking the training wheels off, besides incentivizing yourself and saying, when I get to this point, when I get to my first sale, when I get to my first 100 blog posts, when I get to my first whatever, and you give yourself those little tangible goals and tangible rewards for what you do, just to get there, you have to start small. Don't think about the Olympics. Don't think about making it to the top. Don't think about, you know, becoming the top earner. Don't think about those things. Think about what you could do right now today. Give yourself a plan of attack that says, this is how I'm going to make today amazing. The one thing I'm going to do today is pick up that phone and ask for that sale. The one thing I'm going to do today is actually shoot that video. The one thing I'm going to do today is write, edit, and post that blog post. The one thing I'm going to do today is I'm actually going to put that ad out there. Whatever it is, start small and don't think of it as insignificant. If it's small in scope, don't underestimate the power and the impact of the action itself. One small step for you might be a monster leap for your confidence, might be a monster leap for your results. But again, it's not about results. It's about showing up with consistency because the consistency, believe it or not, small steps taken in consistent action is the one that will lead you to the finish line. Yeah, you could take a big, bold step. You could take 14 or 15 big, bold steps, but if you stop there, the person that takes 100 small steps will beat you. They will outpace you. So starting small is not something to be shy about. Starting small is not something to be ashamed of. Starting small is something that the champions, the winners, and the high achievers know is the key to success, but it means sticking with it. And realize this. Just let this sink in for a moment. Those training wheels, you don't need them anyway. You never needed them in the first place. A lot of times we feel like we need another webinar. It feels like we need another pep talk. It feels like we need another review. We need another download. We need another person to tell us that we're good enough. Those training wheels are fine, but you never needed them in the first place. We even told that to my son. There's lots of kids who have bikes that never had training wheels in the first place, and they're out there riding it. So get those training wheels off and get out there and do your thing, and that's exactly what he did. And now looking back on it, he's thinking to himself, why did I ever need those things in the first place? And here's the simple reality. For you, as you stand, you don't need the training wheels either. You're good enough as is. You're ready. It's time to just get after it. It's time to go. It's time to put your best foot forward. And realize this, the mistakes you make will be absolutely the most important lessons, the most important workouts, the most important experiences of your career. Don't shy away from the mistakes. Don't make them intentionally. Don't go out of your way to screw up and look like a buffoon. The key to it is to realize that every single champion, every single big-time player, anybody who's ever achieved anything of greatness has gone out and looked absolutely foolish on that path. There are times where if we could roll the tape on your life, if we could capture every single moment of it, you'd look back and go, oh, man, and you'd be a little embarrassed, right? But that's true for everybody. That's true for the biggest superstar you can think of. That's true for the most, you know, accomplished person on the planet. They all have those moments where they would love to bury their head in the sand and say, please, in heaven, no, never, ever, ever show that video again. But they exist. Some do, and some are just, you know, exist in the theater of the mind. Mistakes are part of the process, my friend. Don't worry about the training wheels propping you up. Don't worry about the need to feel balanced or the need to feel supported or the need to feel whatever. Secure. The feelings of security, the feelings of comfort, those are making you complacent, and complacency kills. So get out there. Take the training wheels off. Believe in yourself. Go full bore. And know this. You have what it takes. You are enough. But you got to trust yourself. You got to believe in yourself. You got to believe in your mission. You got to give yourself an opportunity to go out there, take a few actions, make a few mistakes, and let the process take care of itself. So often we think, well, I took one action. Where's my result? But that's like planting a seed in the ground and going out there and saying, where's my oak tree? We got to give it time. We got to give it its opportunity to grow. We got to give it a chance to be fertilized, to expand, and to become what it's supposed to become, to breathe fresh air, to grow into the sunlight. That's what a great idea is. That's what an awesome opportunity like your business is. But you have to give it that opportunity to be what it is. So take the training wheels off today. Commit to doing it right now today. Today is your day. Incentivize yourself. As you get further and further along, as you hit those little checkpoints, give yourself those small rewards. And start small. Don't think about being number one. Don't think about winning a gold medal in the Olympics. Just think about doing what you know you got to do today. Get the support you need, of course. But trust yourself. Trust yourself to know you can do this. You can follow through on your dream. You can make it happen. And yes, it's awesome. Success is a team sport. You need your coaches and your mentors and your friends. You need all those people there. But you can do this alone. You don't have to have them there to support you and prop you up. They're there to give you that push, to give you that nudge, to give you that encouragement for sure, to empower you along, but not to do it for you. And realize, you never really needed the training wheels in the first place. So enjoy the freedom of not having anything encumbering you. Enjoy the freedom of riding upright on your own. Enjoy the freedom of being the person that you came here to become, a great entrepreneur, a great leader, and more importantly, the best version of yourself. My friends, this call is a wrap. It's my privilege to come at you here on the Moog Daily Power-Up Call each and every single Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern. Looking forward to doing it again tomorrow. And remember, no matter what course you fly in life, fly high, fly fast, and fly far. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.